2 years ago, a Republican-controlled legislature rejected a bill that would have provided publicly financed candidates with access to additional funds. The proposal was offered in the aftermath of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that struck down the additional matching funds provision in states like Maine that offer public funding in legislative races. Now, Ann Luther, the president of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections, says her group is ready to organize a citizens' initiative aimed at enacting a new funding mechanism.
Ordinary Maine people can't write big campaign checks, nor can they hire lobbyists. What they can do is make small contributions to candidates they support.
Under the proposal, which largely mirrors the failed 2012 legislative effort, the state would increase its contribution to the Maine Clean Elections Fund by $1 million annually for a total of $6 million under the two-year budget cycle. With the money gained by the additional $5 qualifying contributions, increased fines paid by clean election law violators, and other revenue sources, Luther says House candidates who are currently capped at about $4,000 would be eligible for up to $12,000. Senate candidates currently limited to $22,000 for their campaigns could receive as much as $65,000. And gubernatorial candidates could receive up to $3 million under future state budgets. Luther says that if approved, a House or Senate candidate would have enough money to stage a credible campaign against an opponent who may be spending $100,000 or more. And Luther says while the Maine Clean Elections system will never be able to keep up with the millions of dollars in independent expenditures that are increasingly being spent on state races by third parties, she says new mandatory disclaimers in the measure would come into play.
The initiative improves on disclosure by providing voters with timely information about who funds the often generic-sounding PACs that pay for independent expenditure campaign ads. Voters should know who is trying to influence their vote.
Though suffering a setback from the Supreme Court's slapdown on matching funds, construed as a prior restraint of free speech on the basis that money equals speech, Arne Pearson of the progressive advocacy group Common Cause says the new citizens' initiative will put Maine law back on the right track.
There are ways to deal with the current Supreme Court, and the Maine Citizens for Clean Elections has done a great job of figuring that out and putting it forward, but unfortunately, Augusta has not acted, and so now it's time for the people to take matters back in their own hands and to make clean elections work for another generation of voters and candidates.
These Maine Citizens for Clean Elections ought to be honest and say, we really want to make this clean.
Former state GOP chairman and House Republican leader Joe Bruno has never been a big fan of taxpayer-financed elections. And in the 20 years or so that he's been involved with state government organizations, he says he's never seen the state awash in so much revenue that it could afford to give millions of dollars away to political campaigns. And Bruno says if Maine citizens were truly that supportive of the Maine Clean Election Fund, then we should see an increase in voluntary contributions through state tax returns rather than a decline.
I think you already have an indication of what the Maine people want with clean elections. When you look at what the checkoff contribution is for clean elections, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. So if people are so behind this thing and think that there's all kinds of dirty money in politics, they'd be checking the box and give the clean election.
At Maine Citizens for Clean Elections, Andrew Bossy says tax checkoff contributions may have dropped off in recent years, but he added that the tax form contribution was not a good barometer to gauge public support for the program, given the state's struggling economy over the last few years. State revenue officials agree, saying that contributions tend to reflect the recessionary periods in the state. The tax checkoff program has dropped from a high of about $90,000 annually in the late 1990s to about $45,000 in 2010 through 2012. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.